the life you are living filled with sorrow and despair? Does the future press you with its worry and its care? Are you tired and friendless? Have you almost lost your way?
Jesus will help you, just come to Him today. His promise every day will be faithful and true. Walking by our side, in His strong behind, all that is true. When you get discouraged, just remember what to do.
Discouraged, just remember what to do.
Reach out to Jesus, He's reaching out to you. He's always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true. Walking by our side, in His home behind, all that is true. When you get discouraged, just remember what to do.
Raise up your right hand to the heavenlies. Every conspiracy against my life in the heavenlies, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every conspiracy against my life in the heavenlies, scatter in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, thou that troubleth my Israel, the God of Elijah shall trouble you tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. Amen. Complete, complete, complete in Him. I am complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah. Complete, complete, complete in. Hallelujah, I am complete. Your hand. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Complete, complete, complete. Complete, complete in Him. I am complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. I am complete. Done. There's no problem that I can solve. My Jesus solves it all. There's no problem that can solve. My Jesus solves it all. There's no problem that I can't stop my Jesus solves it all. Oh, I am complete. Complete, complete, complete. Complete, complete, complete in Him. I am complete in Him. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for bringing us to this wonderful gathering. Thank you because of your mighty power, which tolerates no contest. We thank you for bringing us here, and we thank you for the mighty work you are going to do here tonight. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Wonderful God, open our understanding tonight. According to the word of prophecy that has gone forth for this meeting, touch each one in a new way. Let long-standing, stubborn situation be dismantled. Let your name and your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. I'd like you to listen very, very carefully to tonight's message. Very, very carefully. We're looking at what I call when your root is injured. When your root is injured. When your root is injured. I'm looking at three scriptures very quickly. The first one is in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 29, and I read verse 18. Deuteronomy 29, verse 18. When your root is injured. Deuteronomy 29, 18. Lest there should be among you, number one, man. Number two, woman. Number three, family. Number four, tribe. Four things. Man, woman, family, tribe. Whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations? Lest there be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. That is, if a man, a woman, a family, or a tribe turns away from following the Lord our God, such people will become a root that beareth gall and wormwood wherever they are. So what the root there is referring to, that is, the root there could be a man, a woman, a family, or a tribe. Please note this very carefully. That is, a man could be a root that beareth poison in an environment. A woman could be a poison bearing root in an environment. A family could be a poison bearing root in an environment. A tribe could also be a root that beareth gall and wormwood. In Romans chapter 11 verse 16. Romans 11:16. Another interesting scripture. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root, be holy, so are the branches. Meaning that if the root too be dirty, if the root be unclean, so are the branches. And the last scripture I just want to look at very briefly to show you the kind of aggression the Lord wants all of us to put into tonight's meeting. It's what you find in Job chapter 29, verse 17. And this one, I want each and everyone to shout it loud and clear. Especially if you believe that that is what the Spirit of God will empower you to do here tonight. If you believe that this is what God will make you do tonight, I want you to shout it loud and clear. Job chapter 29, verse 17. Are you there, beloved? Can we shout it loud and clear? And I break the jaws of the wicked and pluck the spoil out of his teeth. Can you shout it loud and loud? Can you make it even louder than that? Say it again loud and clear. Yes. Say it for the last time. Amen. There was a woman that worshipped snakes, and the snake made her very, very rich. She had an altar in the bedroom where she hid this serpent. She had house help, she had all kinds of people, but none of them knew that they had a co-tenant who was a serpent. The time of feeding of the serpent is a regular feeding time. And this woman used to work for government. One day she went out on official assignment, and she miscalculated the time she was to come back. She came back very late. But when the serpent looked for food and didn't find food, the hungry serpent crawled out from her bedroom into the other flat. And the housemaid of this woman, who didn't know that this tenant had been there for a long time, killed the serpent. Immediately the serpent died. This woman who was on official assignment died inside the plane. Her soul was already tied to that serpent, and she died. The snake died, and the woman died. You will have thought that's the end of the story. But the story did not end there. She had three daughters. All three daughters were the ages of 41, 39, 36. And they all had one strange problem. Anytime they landed on their beds at night to sleep, something cold would lie by their side. They never could see what this cold thing was until they started praying. And the Lord told them that they have a root of the serpent that stays with them every night. Now, there are prayers and there are prayers. The more you pray, the more you discover. And the more you discover, the more you recover. And the more you recover, the more your progress will manifest. There are some prayers somebody can pray, and what you thought never lived in your house will manifest. But when the bombardment of the fire prayers becomes too hot, those things come out. Close your eyes, beloved. Please, the prayers of tonight, they are not for yoke. Every serpent and scorpion in my foundation. I want to beg you not to joke with this kind of prayers. Can you say it loud and clear? Die! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the serpent and scorpions. The Lord has a purpose for bringing you here tonight. Deal with the serpent and the scorpion at the foundation. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. When your root is injured. One day, as one man was going to work, a brother who was doing evangelism on the street, he was just preaching and going on his way. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And the Lord spoke to the brother. So look at that man that is entering the car. And as the brother looked at the man, he found seven persons. Lord opened his eyes. He found seven persons carrying a coffin to that car. He quickly stopped his sermon and went to the man. Mr. Man, I was just preaching along the street. Lord opened my eyes. This is what I saw just now. Go for prayers. You need deliverance. I said, no. Whosoever is in Christ has become a new creature. All things are passing. Behold, all things have become new. I don't need no deliverance. In 2 days' time, the man was dead. If he had yielded to that advice, he would have remained alive. His own junior brother, his younger brother, now found that he too was smelling death. He was the one that ran for deliverance. And as he prayed in the deliverance ground, the Lord opened his own eyes too. He saw seven men carrying a coffin towards him. And he said, stop, in the name of Jesus. Who are you? He said, well, your great-grandfather, who were the slaves that were serving him, when he was going to die, they buried all these seven slaves with your great grandfather. So this is why this priest has been asked to pursue you. He now started praying. He prayed for 30 minutes before the first man could fall down. There were six more. He started at number two. 30 minutes again. Number three. 30 minutes again. Those who were at the deliverance ground were already calling the hospital ministry because they thought they had gone mad. Whereas he was dismantling them one by one. One by one. Close your eyes again. Thou coughing power in my foundation. Hear the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Open your mouth, beloved. Open your mouth. That's why Jesus brought you here. Aha, 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 aha. Bosa, rikapala bokayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this again before you keep quiet. This is a serious matter. This is a serious matter. This is a serious matter. Every angry power that pursued my parents. Can you shout it with all your anger? My life is not your candidate. Therefore, die! In the name of Jesus, the angry power that pursued my parents. Marapos, Satya Kayabu Shanta. Deal with the angry powers. Tonight is tonight. Tonight is tonight. Yes, let her go. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Keep your eyes closed. There is a foundational surgery going on. That's right. Yes, that sickness of your grandmother that has entered into your system. Be shaken out. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Remove your evil hand from the navel. Remove that evil hand from the navel. Take it out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's go on for a little bit. When we say root, we're talking about many things together. When we say root, we're talking about the origin. When we say root, we're talking about the source. When we say root, we're talking about the underlying support. When we say root, we're talking about a fountain, something from where it came out. When we say root, we're talking about infrastructure. When we say root, we're talking about foundation. When we say root, we're talking about the well from which you have been dug out. When we say root, we're talking about the base. When we say root, we're talking about the anchor. We're talking about the nucleus, the anchor, the beginning. That's what we mean by root. When we say root, we're talking about core, the center. So today is a day for great violence. And you must strike out with all the energy you can gather in your spirit. The Yoruba say that, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior," is not a gentleman's song. Because if you sing it like a gentleman, by the time you get up, the Savior is gone. The man upon whose story the song was composed was a violent man. The name was Blind Bartimaeus. He cried that Jesus should not pass him by. Unfortunately, like I used to tell you here, there is no gentle, kind method of arresting evil. You can't beg a crocodile that is pursuing you to leave you alone. The violence of Jacob was what got him his name in the Bible. The violence of the Canaanite woman was the one that got her a miracle. Violence of blind Bartimaeus got him a sight. You need to pray violently here tonight. Close your eyes, beloved. Begin to talk quietly to the Lord that your prayer arrow must succeed tonight. If it has been missing the target, tonight tone must be right on target. Talk to the Lord yourself so that those prayer arrows will meet its target tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. That fellow died because he believed that, well, once you get born again, that is it. You don't have to do anything again. The Bible says, whosoever is in Christ has become a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If before you got born again, you are owing the rent in your house, the fact that you surrendered your life to Jesus does not mean the landlord will let you go. You will pay. But it's a debt you hold. Whether you are born again or not, if your parents have given you a good inheritance, you won't say because you are born again now you don't need it. So likewise, if you take the good things from them, if you have already inherited something that is bad, the fact that you are born again does not remove that one. Unless you deal with it now practically with the tool of your salvation. If you're a student in the university, you have already failed your course before you surrendered your life to Jesus. The fact that you are not born again does not mean you automatically pass. So don't turn the Bible upside down. Salvation will give you facility, the tool to disgrace any power that wants to disgrace you. One boy, at the age of 6, he had a dream that he was wearing an academic gown and graduating from the university. He saw that vision when he was 6 years old, but he never realized it until 30 years later. He fought for 30 years before he could realize that dream. While his root already had an injury. A sister had a very strange sickness. All medicines gave to her refused to work. She became very thin. They did HIV tests, they did all kinds of tests, for everything was negative. Till one day some prayer warriors surrounded her and they began to pray. And God opened the eyes of one of them. They saw this thin, sickly goat tied to a tree. And as they continued the prayer, the face of the goat changed to that of that sister. The goat, with a human face, now spoke. Say, help me. My uncle tied me here. Help me. Help me. Meanwhile, the sickness, the weakness, had wasted our time, our destiny, our life for 16 years. 16 years. Close your eyes. Every arrow of infirmity of my father's house, die in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of infirmity of my father's house, Die. In Jesus' name we pray. Every arrow of delay in the root of my life. Can you say that loud and clear? Die in the name of Jesus. Masikate aboshende raboko pola barabasante. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's continue a little bit, beloved. So satanic wicked attacks can be likened to the life of a tree. The visible realm of the tree is the stem, the branches, the leaves, the fruits, the flowers. All these are things that are visible. When there is an attack at this level, All this may sometimes be remedied easily. The invisible realm is the root. Wickedness can be surface, wickedness can be underground. Underground wickedness is the greatest source of sorrow, because that foundation is the most critical part of the structure. The enemy knows that once the root has a problem, the whole of the plant has a problem. The enemy knows that all the beautiful branches, bright leaves, no matter how attractive, cannot stand when the root is not strong. The enemy knows that there is a relationship between the root of a life and the destiny of that life, because that root includes the foundation of your life. When the enemy has injured the root of a person's life, many, many things will go wrong. And this is where we want to start praying tonight. When the root is injured, the first thing the person will notice is lack of spiritual growth, or minimal spiritual growth. The person may be in an environment where everybody is filled with the Holy Spirit and there is fire of God, there is power of God, but the person will not move. The second thing that will be noticed when your root is injured is difficulty in understanding yourself, because you don't understand what's happening to you. The third thing you notice when there is injury in the root is resistance to miracles. The fourth thing you notice when there is an injury in the root is problematic career. Problems with career. No matter how the person struggles, just find out something is wrong somewhere. Something is wrong somewhere. The fifth thing that the person will notice is very poor health. Poor health. Sometimes from stubborn diseases. The enemy knows that once the health of the person is very poor, there is very little you can really perform. If they were always carrying Joseph all over the place, today, headache, tomorrow, fever, he won't even have stamina to interpret any dream in the prison. And that infirmity may prevent him from fulfilling his destiny. The sixth thing the person may notice is very low resistance to sin. Low resistance to sin. Anytime there is rebellion, they'll be the first to join. Anywhere people are backsliding, they'll be the first to fight. Anytime people begin to turn the Bible upside down, they are the first kind of people you find in that kind of place. It's a sign that there is injury in the root. Injury in the root. They caught one pastor in the vestry of a church sleeping with a choir member. So the GO of that ministry just sacked the pastor. Within 3 weeks of sacking this pastor, he had opened another church close to his own church. Now, when you hear that kind of story, and you know why they sack the man, and now you go and join yourself to that kind of church, your root has an injury. Your cup of iniquity is not full yet, and the enemy wants you to suffer more. This is what we're saying. The seventh thing that will happen when there is injury in the root is unfruitful spiritual lives. No fruit. You can't point to any single person you have converted. You can't say, this is my comfort that I'm following up. The eighth thing that you notice when there is injury in the root is confusion and frustration. Confusion and frustration. This confusion and frustration is so much in some people's country that you find men who don't even know that they are men. You will greet somebody, say, good afternoon, ma'am. Say, beg your pardon, I'm a man. But the reason you are saying good afternoon, ma'am, is because he has breasts and he's dressing like a woman, but he's a man. Confusion, frustration. There's a problem in the root. The tenth thing you notice, ninth thing you notice, when there is injury in the root, is that that life will be filled with fears and worries. Fears and worries. The fear will be so much, sleeping alone will be a problem. Going out alone will be a problem. If not for the power of God at the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry, there are some people who come to a meeting who can't mix with crowd, but because of the power of God, they can mix with crowd. The tenth thing that you could notice is lives that is filled with bad habits. Bad habits. Addiction, obsession of every kind. Really, 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 really bad habits. The 11th thing that you notice when the person has an injured root, is inability to resist temptation. Any temptation that just for flat. Any small test, they fall flat. The 12th thing that you could notice when there is injury in the root is failure to receive and flow in the Holy Spirit. Failure to receive and flow in the Holy Spirit. I'm not asking whether you speak in tongues in your dream. No. You must transport it to real life. The 13th thing that you could notice is continuous sorrow and grief. Continuous sorrow and grief. From one sorrow to the other, from one grief to the other. The 14th thing you notice when there is injury in the root is chronic hopelessness. Chronic hopelessness. A person doesn't have hope again. The 15th thing you notice is lack of confidence in anybody. No confidence at all in anybody. It is all this when you begin to notice trends like this. It's evidence that you are building your life on a root that has a problem. 16th thing that will happen to the person is withdrawal from people. Just become a lone ranger. Don't want to mix with people anymore. Something is wrong somewhere. The 17th thing that could happen is that the person will always be talking about dying and ending it all. Any smart will say, well, death is the answer. 18th thing that will happen is the person will be talking about walking away to a place nobody knows. Just wants to walk away to where nobody can go. This is evidence that there is something wrong. The 19th thing that could go wrong, that the person will be harboring long bitterness and malice in the spirit. Long bitterness. Long malice in the spirit. It's a very sad situation. The 20th thing that could happen is that the person will notice that you have to fight and struggle before you make any small progress. It's a hard fight. You fight hard to go to school. Fight hard to get a job. Fight hard to find a wife. Fight hard to even hire a house. Hard fight for every little thing that the person gets. That is an injury in the root. And once that injury is not healed, by you asking Jesus to walk back to that root, no matter what happens, the root will tell. Perhaps you are in this meeting today, and you are the first minister in your family. You need to pray hard. You need to pray hard so that the root workers will not deal with you and cause trouble for you. The 21st thing that could happen, that the person will be a candidate for problem expanders. Any small thing, they expand it. Small thing, they expand it. Number 22 thing that could happen is the person will notice progress arrested. Progress arresting. Just arrest the progress of the person. As much as the person struggles to move, there is something arresting the person. Number 22 thing that could happen is that the person will become a candidate for star hijackers. They steal the person's star and transfer it away. Somebody brought me a large poster of one doctor. When I saw it, I was amazed. The people burnt down the house of that doctor. Why? Because he was very rich. And he has a way of enticing small university girls to follow him home, commit immorality with them. Unfortunately, those girls don't know that their virtues are being withdrawn. But this doctor does something worse than withdrawing virtues. So one day he invited two girls home. He took the first one to the bedroom. And then they were staying too long. So the second one got agitated. She now stood up to go and look through the keyhole what was going on. What she found almost made her to faint. She found that this doctor had converted to a python and had completely swallowed this girl. By the time she was looking through the keyhole, only the legs were outside the mouth of that serpent. She screamed, ran to the police station. But by the time the police came, she had finished swallowing her. And he was in his balcony, sweating profusely. So the police came. Hey, the girl that came here, where is she? So nobody came here. He said, my friend, I brought my friend there. That one was arguing. Anyway, police just went inside. And right inside the inner bedroom, beloved, they found many pairs of ladies' shoes, clothes, all those missing girls they've been looking for. This python doctor has swallowed them. Now for a girl sent to the university by parents to go and read, to fall into that kind of trap, there is already an injury in the root of her life that has decided that she will not come out of that place with a degree And if they need to kill her to do it, they will do it. Close your eyes again, beloved. And say this with only anger and only madness. Every power hunting for my star. Can you say that loud and clear? Your time is up. Down! In the name of Jesus. Tell them that your time is up. Your time is up. Masikataya boshende raba. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, we have to pray that prayer again. As a man here who is not praying at all, I really feel for you tonight. What you don't know is this. Your grandfather had your life in a bottle. That bottle is buried in your company in the village. This is why you have been caged. But then you are here, you are not praying. You are shaking your head. Is this the time to shake head? This is the time to pray until the bottle in the village breaks. This is the time to pray until that bottle breaks. Every power hunting for my star. Your time is up. Die! In the name of Jesus. Tell them that your time is up. Their time is up. I refuse to be haunted. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Aha, that's it. That is it. That is it. In Jesus' name we pray. That's better. That terrible bottle has been broken to pieces. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The number 24 thing that will happen when the root is injured is that the person will be followed about by unseen powers. Anywhere the person goes, they just follow the person. Anything the person is doing, they are spoiling it. The 25th thing that will happen is that money swallowers will be released upon the person. Swallow the money. The 26th thing that will happen is that head manipulators will be released on the person. Will manipulate the head, turn the head upside down, do all kinds of terrible things against the head. Memory loss will happen. The person will not be able to concentrate. There may be noises in the ears. There could be some buzzing noise affecting the person's concentration. The 27th thing that will happen is poverty activation. Poverty activation. To be activating poverty for the person. Poverty activation. As the person touches this business, debt. Next one, debt. This one, debt. Even if they start selling the thing to church members, they will not pay. When they see the person coming, say, ah, Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. They won't pay. It's because it's an activation of poverty. The 28th thing that could happen is the person becomes prey to satanic ministers. Satanic ministers. It is they who run to this one. Baba, pray for me. Mama, pray for me. Apostle, pray for me. That one, pray for me. Whereas if they will sit down and recover their destiny, they will discover that they are 100 times better than those who they are going to. They become servants of satanic ministers. I was praying with a sister who said a prophet. I can't understand why this should happen. So a prophet says you go and shave all the air in her body and bring it. So both the air on the head, under her, everywhere. She shaved everything and gave it. Then when the husband came home from work, no air on the head. No air anywhere again. I said, ah, this woman is mad though. And threw her out. Satanic ministers. The 29th thing that could happen is what we said before. Harassment by coffin spirits. Coffin spirits. We just be pursuing the person. Be pursuing the person. Dream, you see them. You smell them, like some people were giving testimonies today. There is a smell called the smell of death. There is an ordination called the ordination of death. There is an infirmity called infirmity unto death. There is a sleep called the sleep unto death. So the coffin spirits will be pursuing the person. I shared this with some of you here many years ago. A man came to me for prayer. Immediately he entered. I saw a lady light in complexion following him carrying a small coffin. The man was very ill when they brought him. Normally he didn't like Pentecostal churches. But because of the illness he came. So he sat down. And I said, my brother, somebody followed you here. He laughed. I said, man of God, I came here alone. Nobody followed me. And I described the woman. Say, yes. That was his former girlfriend that aborted for him several times. And he didn't marry her. He went and married somebody else. And that girl promised that he would finish him. I see. So she follows her about with a coffin, waiting for you to get inside. And I closed my eyes and started praying. And I heard the voice, son, don't waste your time. That man is already gone. Finish. That is, the coffin powers have dealt with him. Coffin powers have dealt with him. In one African country, not Nigeria, they drag one man to the police station. They say he's a witch. That he eats people, he drinks, he kills them. So the police thought it was a joking matter. Say, hey, you can eat people. So how do you do it? Man said, okay, buy me a piece of pawpaw. They bought pawpaw. And he said, put it on the table. And this wicked fellow began to stare at the pawpaw. After staring at the pawpaw for about 10 minutes, so now cut it up. By the time they cut it up, there's no single thing inside the pawpaw again. He said he had eaten it. So that's how he eats people too. So they go about with empty body as eating them. Close your eyes again. The power of the emptiers. Can you say it loud and clear? Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the power of the emptiers. Deal with the power of the emptiers. I refuse to be emptied. I refuse to be emptied. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How many things have I told you now? The touchiest thing that could happen is what we call land about spirits. Because we just be roaming around, not really catching anything from the ocean of life. It's carrying about a net, but it's not catching any fish. The 31st thing that will happen is a vagabond anointing. Vagabond anointing. This is just moving about from place to place. Sometimes from one husband to the other, from one woman to the other, from one city to the other, from one job to the other, from all kinds of things to the other. You see them all over the place and all over the world too. Sometimes during my administration abroad, I've shouted at somebody. I said, why don't you go back home? Why are you agreeing as a woman to sleep with a dog instead of coming back to home and eating food? Tell man of God, but they pay $15,000 for one session. And I have to work for 10 years in Nigeria before I make that one. So because of that, you are sleeping with a dog. Go back home. Vagabond anointing. God have mercy. The 32nd thing that will happen is attack by rock spirits. Rock spirits. So if you come from places like Jos, Dare, all those rock areas, Enugu, you need to pray hard. The next thing that will happen, case number 33, is desert spirit. Desert spirit will move in. And they will dry up everything the person is doing. And the next thing that could happen is evil marks. They mark the person out. Anywhere the person goes, there is trouble. There is tribulation. There is problem. No matter the country the person roams, immediately on arrival, they locate the person and problem up. The next thing that could happen is unprofitable loads. A lot of people are going about carrying loads on their heads, but they don't know that they are carrying some luggages on their head. These are the symptoms when there is injury in the root. The next thing that could happen is being candidates to marriage killers. Marriage killers. A person becomes a candidate to them. The next thing that could happen is being caged by spiritual marriage. Whether spirit wife or spirit husband, they just refuse to let the person go. These are the major symptoms of injury at the root. There are some powers, a department in the satanic world, they call themselves root workers. What they work on is on the root. And once they mess up the root, they don't bother the person too much. Person may be very, very rich afterwards. They are not worried. The root is already in their hands. They've taken over the thing. They've put the thing in disarray right from the underground. It's like somebody who knows that the foundation of a building is bad and the person building on it is rejoicing. So the person who supplied the evil foundation will be laughing at it. It's just a matter of time. That's a matter of time. That's what the enemy does to some people. Unfortunately, some of these people who ought to be praying now, they're not praying now. They are still busy dancing and wasting time away in disco churches every Sunday. But if you have a diary, go and write it down. They are still coming back to pray. They are still coming back to do the prayer. But there is no other way out. Our forefathers have seen to it that a terrible foundation have been planted for everybody. They planted all kinds of horrible things for everybody. So you ought to now begin to dismantle them so that you can move forward. How do you deal with these root workers? The first thing to do is to carry out a personal spiritual mapping. Do a personal spiritual mapping. Find out either through talking to the elders or through prayer or through inquiry from the Holy Spirit. Who were your parents to the third and fourth generation? What names did they bear? Did they bear the names of market days? Did they bear the names of Yam Festival? Did they bear the names of the God of Iron? Did they bear the names of any oracle? Find out the names they bear. Did you notice when you were young that your father used to go out every night to come back very early in the morning? Where was he going? What were their occupations? What activities did they carry out? What are the kind of gods they worshipped or they served? How did they give names to their children? Or is it a place like that village in Nigeria, immediately a child is born, on the naming ceremony day, they just carry the child, and one voice will say, this is the name. Or was it that they give names by employing white garment prophets? What did they do with the placenta of their children? Those are the things you should ask. Should ask questions. I remember this sister we prayed for. The sister is married now. One day the grandmother said to her, I'm inside you and you are inside me. She didn't understand. She didn't know that when she was born, the woman cooked her placenta and ate it. Number two thing to do is to bring repentance unto the Lord and ask for forgiveness for playing into the hands of the enemy. The third thing you should do is to renounce every evil covenant and association. Renounce them, break them. And then the last thing you should do is to wage war against the root workers who spoil things. What I'm saying tonight is this. For many of us, the root is already injured. What you should do is to cause a repair to happen by the power and the blood of Jesus. And this is what we want to engage ourselves in tonight. Rise up on your feet, beloved. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here tonight and you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand so that I can pray with you. No one comes to the mountain of fire and miracles ministry by chance. Those who come by divine appointment. Those of you raising up your right hand, just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you tonight. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close, just find a way to the frontier so that we can pray more with you. Amen. Now, the prayers that you want to pray tonight, it's not the kind of prayer where you shake your head and you talk as if you are talking to your friend next door. No, the issues have taken too much for that. One thing that makes me very sad in this place, that there are so many multimillionaires here, so many prophets and prophetesses of God there, who are not where God wants them to be. There are some here that even before they turn 21, they ought to have made their first millions and millions and millions. But here we are. They are even begging to rent one room. I believe enough is enough. And that is why we're here. If we don't complete our praying today, we shall take it up again next week until all this injury in the root is healed. You cannot ask the Lord to build a giant house on a foundation that God himself knows is faulty. You cannot ask God, oh God, put money in my pocket, put money in my pocket, put money in my pocket. God say, I'm ready, but there is a hole in that pocket. Why don't you block that hole in the pocket so that I can bombard you with what you want? Herein lies the problem. When your root has been injured and you are asking for a giant miracle and you have not repaired that root, the tree of the person's life will not be able to carry the breakthrough when it comes. This is why some people backslide sometimes when they get financial breakthrough. The root is not strong enough to bear it. You will open your mouth with holy boiling anger and cry to the Lord like this. Sisters, please, I beg you. If you pray this prayer and your voice goes away, don't worry. But when you begin to see the victory in your dream tonight, you understand what I've been telling you here tonight. Every root worker! Can the sisters shout this loud and clear? Of my father's house! Sisters, shout it again loud and clear. Brothers, can you say it loud and clear? I'm sure the brothers can do more than that. The root workers, that's right. Everybody together. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the root workers. Tonight, all those root workers, deal with them, deal with them. In the name of Jesus, deal with them. Paul, aha, 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 aha. Yes, yes, continue. Be released from their grip. Yes. 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 Deal with the workers of the roots. In the name of Jesus. 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 Paula Kataya Boshente Yabokoraba. Aha. Sight, sight, sight. Tonight is tonight. 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 That's right. Aha, aha, aha. Aha. Don't negotiate with them. This is not the time to negotiate. This is not the time to negotiate. Masapo Kayaba, every root worker of my father's house, die, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Aha. Aha, aha. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. See what is happening. This is wonderful. Makasempolaba. Don't worry about this calf. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. And cry to God from your heart. Cry to the Lord from your heart. Masikatenda ya boshambia. Ribo kapata kasampia. Rimo sente ya boko shente ya barabo kantia. Yes, enough is enough. Every root walker of my mother's heart. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Masati yakayabo shente yabokoraba. Oh yes, oh yes, that is it, that is it. Pasete kayabo shente yaboraba. Yes, 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 yes. That's the power of God, that's the power of God. That is the power of God. The root worker of your mother's house. They must go. 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 Pow! This sikaya boshenta. Parabaka sente ya boshenta ya bokoraba. Riboka panda sente ya boshenta. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, we are making progress. A lot of progress. Say, root of my life. Receive the touch of fire. By the blood of Jesus. Can you say that loud and clear? Receive the touch of fire by the blood of Jesus. Say it again. Shout it louder than I, root of my life. Receive the touch of fire by the blood of, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. A hand came from heaven and wrote the obituary of Belshazzar. And after that hand has written, Belshazzar was finished. Couldn't fight again. His fighting spirit had been melted away. Hand of God! Arise from heaven. Write the obituary of root workers. Can I hear you saying that? Hand of God. Yes. Rise from heaven. In the name of Jesus. Let his hand come down. And write the obituary of the root workers. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Sisters, say this after me with authority, with power, and with anger. I shall not pay. I want you to put your emphasis on I shall not. Any ancestral bill. Can the sister say it loud and clear? Yes. Sisters, make it louder than that. Don't pay it. Brother, shout his loud and clear. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. I refuse to pay it. It's not my lot. Now, Sikate. In Jesus' name we pray. Now you will pray this prayer that we prayed here on Sunday. Elisha stood and looked at the terrible situation facing the people. There was famine in the land. No food. Nothing. And he said, about this time tomorrow, there shall be breakthrough. So Elisha decreed a 24-hour breakthrough. It's that kind of decree I want you to decree now. About this time tomorrow, he said, I shall record powerful testimonies. Say, I claim 24-hour breakthroughs. About this time tomorrow, I shall record dumbfounding testimonies. I claim 24-hour breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Paul Katarabo Center. Decree it by the decree of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.